This summer, we're examining what happens when gas companies impact local communities in Ohio. In our latest story in the series, Who's Listening?, the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant takes a closer look at an Ohio law that can force landowners to lease their underground mineral rights to energy companies.
In 2010, a landman from an energy company knocked on Patrick Hunkler and his wife Jean Bax's door, and it changed their lives.
Well, you know, I didn't know much about fracking.
He offered them $137 an acre for the mineral rights under their 21 acres in Belmont County in eastern Ohio.
$137, that's probably the closest I ever came to signing a lease at $137.
By 2014, they were being offered $8,500 an acre. Jean Bax was getting ready to retire after 30 years working for the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, and the money might have been nice, but...
No, I would have preferred to not sign a lease.
They'd heard about water and air pollution from well pads, compressor stations, and waste injection wells. In the woods around their house, they clear the leaves from the top of a buried tank and pull off the lid. It collects spring water that's pumped to the house. Hunkler worries that if a well is fracked nearby, the chemical-laced water used in that process could escape the concrete well casing and contaminate his spring water.
Concrete, my concrete sidewalk fails sometimes, so I don't see why concrete casing couldn't fail also.
And Bax worries about the millions of gallons of water used to frack each well and the waste it creates.
Where is that water going to come from, and then what will happen to it when they're finished? And you can't know that at the time that you sign a lease.
But still, her husband, who'd built a solar-powered house with recycled materials, was open to the idea.
I would have signed a lease had I gotten a lot of environmental stipulations.
They say they were inundated with more than 100 calls to lease their land in just a few years.
You know, we would express our environmental concerns, and hey, we'd like this in lease. That was never addressed. The only thing that they could offer us was money.
But making money wasn't as important to this family as protecting their environment. They say landmen called them foolish and went as far as following them on vacation, even threatening to bring the sheriff over to force them to sign.
I felt harassed.
Then in 2017, they got a notice from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, or ODNR. Chesapeake Energy was seeking to unitize their property. That meant the state could force the family to sign a lease under state law. Heidi Robertson is a professor of law and environmental studies at Cleveland State University.
We normally think of the rights of the landowner as being things like the right to decide what's done with your land or what's not done with your land.
But Robertson says that's not necessarily the case in Ohio when it comes to drilling for oil and natural gas. That's because the state adopted what's known as a unitization law in 1965, with requirements for the size and shape of land where a well can be drilled, known as a unit. According to industry experts, surface units in Ohio today usually range from 300 to 1,100 acres. And Robertson says one unit of land can have hundreds of different landowners.
Then you have to have the agreement of all of the landowners in order to cobble together the rights to drill.
She says the problem for energy companies like Chesapeake and for people who want to lease their land comes when other landowners in the unit, like Patrick Hunkler and Jean Bax, say no to drilling.
It's almost like a veto, a single landowner being able to veto the ability of all the surrounding landowners to drill.
And to make money from the oil and gas. In Ohio, if a company gets 65% of landowners in a unit to agree to lease their mineral rights, it can use that unitization law to force unwilling landowners into leases. Energy companies offer upfront bonus payments and royalties as a carrot to get landowners to sign leases. Robertson says unitization laws also give the company's landmen a stick.
They come in and say things like, well, we're offering you X amount of money. And they'll, in fact, say, if you refuse to, quote, volunteer, you'll be forced through this administrative process through the state, and it will cost you more.
There's only one recorded case of the unitization process in Ohio, according to experts. That is, until the fracking boom. Since 2011, the chief of ODNR's Division of Oil and Gas Resources Management has approved 144 forced leases, or unitizations, through a hearing in Columbus, like this one.
This hearing before the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, Division of Oil and Gas.
This is not the Hunkler's case, but it's similar. This time, Ascent Resources has brought a geologist, an engineer, and a landman to testify along with a slew of attorneys. The landman details efforts to locate unleased landowners and get them to sign. The company engineer testifies that Ascent's project is a $20 million investment. He says without the unleased tracts of land, the company would lose the ability to collect so much gas that the project would no longer be financially viable.
Yes, that would be the difference likely in what would be a project that Ascent Resources would pursue versus what we would not pursue.
This is the basis of whether ODNR issues a unitization order and forces holdout landowners to lease with the company, the profitability of the project. At Chesapeake's unitization hearings against his family, Patrick Hunkler asked the state to also consider environmental concerns. But the Ohio Department of Natural Resources told him they had no authority to do that.
Hey, ODNR, we have concerns about our natural resources. Who can we talk to? They didn't listen to us in the hearing.
Hunkler says when they tried to defend their property rights based on the state standard, profitability for the company, it wasn't clear where Chesapeake got its numbers. Chesapeake declined an interview. So did the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. Hunkler's attorney, Megan Hunter, says the process is stacked against landowners who don't want to lease. The state has never ruled against an energy company in a unitization hearing.
One side is really well represented, and the government is often aligned with them in these administrative forums, and the citizen is left to fend for themselves.
ODNR did issue orders for Chesapeake to unitize Hunkler's property, but after constructing the well pad nearby, the company abruptly sold all its Ohio assets. The family was told the unitizations had been dissolved. Now they, along with their neighbors, are left wondering what will happen with the next energy company. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
Our series about fracking in Ohio is supported by the Fund for Investigative Journalism and the Sear Sweatland Family Foundation. For all of our stories in the series, go to alleghenyfront.org/who's listening.